In the last module, we talked about novel agents and strategies in pancreatic cancer. And to begin, I asked Dr. Philip what routine genetic testing he assesses patients with who have pancreatic cancer, and if he agreed with most of the audience who routinely test patients for both MSI and BRCA.
I fully agree, but let me just put three caveats here. Number one, how do you do it? Do you do it separately through the pathology, or you order it through a multi-gene profiling? That's number one. Number two, the BRCA mutation, do you do it in the tumor, or you do a germline, which is like the blood, the lymphocytes? And the gold standard still is to do the blood. That's the second one, which is really very important. And the third one is, how do you do it? When do you do it? Do you do it at the time of the diagnosis? Well, that's ideal, but you have to really understand some of the limitations where you have to wait and things like that. So the timing is important. But in my practice, a tertiary referral center, I do it when I get the patient, but by the time I get the tumor, send it out and all that, it may be that I'll be ready more for the second line treatment.
So it kind of reminds me a little bit, we asked this a similar question a couple years ago in prostate cancer, castrate resistant prostate cancer, and all of a sudden I realized that GU investigators are doing BRCA tests and giving PARP inhibitors to patients with prostate cancer. So we asked the audience, would you give a PARP inhibitor to a patient with metastatic disease who had a BRCA germline mutation? And most of the people here either have already done it or would do it for the right patient. Andrew, have you used a PARP inhibitor in a patient with pancreatic cancer?
I have.
Seen any responses?
Yes, absolutely. It's very active in patients with the right germline alterations.